By the year 2030, the EPA wants Kansas to reduce emissions 23% below 2012 levels. Gina Penzig is a spokeswoman for Westar Energy, the largest utility company in Kansas.
It's really too soon to have a definite strategy on how we're going to approach this. One of the things that will be important is looking at the flexibility that the rule allows so that we can use as many different tools as needed to come up with the right solution.
Coal is responsible for 63% of the electricity generated in Kansas. For Westar, the figure is slightly higher. Kansas Senator Pat Roberts says the new rules will lead to higher electric rates, threatening middle-class families. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the critics are wrong.
And any small price increase that we see as a result of this rule is about the price of a gallon of milk a month. And it's dwarfed by the huge benefits.
McCarthy says those benefits include reduced effects of climate change and lower rates of asthma, heart attack, and premature death. I'm Brian Thompson.